Nanawagan ang mga grupo ng karapatang pantao sa pamahalaan na palayain ang 2 bakla na Iranian refugees sa Nauru at ayaan na lamang manirahan sa Australia. Sinabi ng 2 lalaki, sila ay namumuhay na may takot na saktan sa isang bansa na ang pagtatalik ng mga bakla ay ilegal. Narito ang ulat. Sinabi ng Human Rights Law Center, ang 2 lalaki ay ginulpi at umalis lamang sa kanilang unit nang binigyan ng kontrakto ng pamahalaan ng Australia ng gwardiya. Sinabi sa SBS Radio News ng Director ng Advocacy and Litigation ng Sentro, Anna Brown, ang 2 ay napag-alamang mga refugee mula Iran na kung saan sila ay nanganganib na bitayin sa pagiging bakla.
They just want a home where they can be safe together and rebuild their lives. And they wanted to come to Australia because they know that Australia is safe for gay people. And now they're living in limbo in a country where their love for one another is actually a crime and their safety is being threatened. So it's entirely unacceptable. And the Australian government is responsible for what's happened to them.
Sinabi ng Human Rights Law Center, ipinatlapo ng pamahala ang Australia ng 2 lalaki sa Nauru, na kung saan ang pagtatalik ng bakla ay maaaring mapalusahan ng 14 hard labor. Sinabi ni Anna Brown, ang kalagay ng 2 lalaki ay umakit ng pandaigdigang atensyon.
We're working with an international lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender rights organization called All Out, and they have millions of members around the world, and we're sharing a petition around the international LGBT community because we know this is an issue that they will care about. But the men are actually appealing not only to the gay and lesbian community but to Australians everywhere to help them.
Sinabi ng punong tagapangasiwa ng All Out na si Matt Beard, kailangan iangkop ng Australia ang mga alituntuning pang-refugee nito sa mga pandaigdigang pamantayan.
We're obviously incredibly concerned about the specifics of this case, but I think it also underlines the fact that the Australian immigration system really isn't working, not only for LGBT people, but for all people who've undertaken sometimes such incredibly difficult journeys and are ending up effectively under detention. I think it's very damaging for Australia's international reputation.
Sinabi pa ni Bird, ipinapakita ng kaso ang mapangit na kabalintunuan sa pagganap ng gay and Mardi Gras kagabi.
I guess I think it also kind of underlines the division that exists in Australian society at the moment. My organization is also running a petition right now about the Safe Schools Coalition and the fact that that's being reviewed and potentially defunded. And I think it really underlines that schism in Australian society between those who want a more progressive, a more open, a more inclusive view of the world and those who really are trying to do the opposite.
Sinabi ni Anna Brown, may kakayahan ang punong ministro at ministro ng imigrasyon, Peter Dutton, na dalhin kaagad ang 2 lalaki sa Australia. Ayaw magbigay ng punan ni Dutton, subalit naglagay ang kagawaran ng pahayag na nagsasabing ito ay mula sa isang insidente ng mga individual na isinumbong ito sa kapulisan ng Nauru. Sinabi ng kagawaran ng imigrasyon na ito ay hindi nagpayo na maaaring mag-apply ang 2 sa Cambodia para manirahan doon ng permanente.
Well, the Australian government's shown that it's capable of bringing refugees back from Nauru in other situations. And we're calling on the Prime Minister and the Immigration Minister to bring the 2 men to Australia as soon as possible.
Ito ang Radio SBS sa wikang Filipino.